You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Trinity University Head Women's Basketball Coach Amy Bradley. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the SCAC Tournament, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, the Trinity Tigers are 9-16 in the regular season, 7-9 in SCAC play. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head to Birmingham and compete in the SCAC Tournament.
Well, we're looking forward to a fresh start. I mean, we've had a tough season. I don't think that's any big surprise for anybody. But, you know, our players are motivated. I think sometimes when you go into a conference tournament, it's a fresh start. It's an opportunity for players on your team just to refocus. And I feel like that's what's happened this week. We've had a couple of good days of practice, and we're looking forward to an opportunity to play Millsaps on Friday night. And, you know, hopefully get off to a good start in the tournament.
Coach, you take with you to Birmingham one of the top scoring offenses in the league. You average just under 70 points per contest, third best in the SCAC. Just talk about this team's ability to score the basketball.
Well, I think, you know, with a young team, we're obviously talented offensively. However, you know, with a young team, you also have the challenge of teaching them how to play defense. I mean, it's a very different style of play when you go from the high school game to college, and we're asking a lot of freshmen to play a lot of minutes, and some of our sophomores that are playing this year did not play much last year behind our you know, a lot of good seniors that we had, and so we're definitely teaching defense. It's been a new experience for me as a coach. I think you know, over the years my focus has always been on the defensive end and getting steals and rebounds and things like that, and so we're learning as a team to adapt to the things that we're good at and improve on the things we need to work on, and I think Millsaps will be a real test for us because they're disciplined on both sides of the ball. They've got a great group of juniors, and you know, obviously some of them are, I mean, they've had a phenomenal year. I mean, coach has done a phenomenal job with that team, and so I think it's really going to be a tough game for us mentally to prepare for playing both sides of the ball.
Well, Coach, you mentioned the defensive side of the ball for your team and the emphasis on steals and rebounds. You guys have been able to create turnovers as a team, Coach, averaging 11 steals per game. Just talk about the importance of creating those turnovers, giving your team extra possessions, and leading to fast break point opportunities.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, our steals obviously are something that we're very excited about. We work real hard to get those steals, but oftentimes we don't finish plays, and that's something we've been focusing on in practice this week and has been a focus throughout the year. I think when you have young players, you have a tendency to get steals like that and maybe not realize game situations and things you need to do, and that's an area we're growing in. You know, I think being able to pressure the ball full court, we've had to do that to cover up some of our lack of depth at the post position, and so, you know, I think those two things can correlate. However, we'd love for those steals to correlate into wins and not just more opportunities for us to score offensively.
Coach, as we look ahead to your matchup on Friday evening, you draw the number 2 seed out of the East in Millsaps College. In your lone meeting earlier this season, you guys fell to the Majors 71-57 despite 27 points from Murphy Burns. Just talk about what this team learned in that matchup and what you can take with you into the game Friday against the Majors.
Well, I think, obviously, I can appreciate, you know, being around the league for a while, how the girls on the Millsaps team have just done a phenomenal job of just sticking with it, basically. I mean, they're believing in what their coach is teaching them, and they're working hard, and they're playing together. And I think what I took away from that game is, you know, it was a pretty tight contest right up until the, you know, last 5 to 7 minutes of the second half, and they really pulled away. And that seems to be a designation to me of a really close team, a team that plays well together. And I think that was a good lesson for our players, as young as they are, to kind of see what it looks like when you just decide, hey, we've got to finish this game, we've got to win this game, whatever it takes, regardless of who's in foul trouble, regardless of if your shots are falling. And that's what I would describe Millsaps as this year, is just a very just disciplined team, and they have a will to win, and it shows in how they finish games. And I think that's something that we've hopefully taken away from our film study this week, and hopefully we'll be able to apply some of that from our end on Friday.
Coach, one of the interesting matchups in your game on Friday is, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, Trinity, one of the top 3 scoring offenses in the SEAC. Millsaps comes to Birmingham as the top defensive team in the conference. Talk about what you need to do offensively to sort of get in a rhythm and get the shots that you're looking for. When obviously when you played them early, they held you just to 57 points and not a great night shooting for the Tigers. What do you need to do offensively to get better looks and get more into a rhythm this week?
Well, I think for our team it's very important that we're scoring points off assists, because that means we're moving the basketball. Obviously, without being sarcastic, our end goal is to score more points than they do. And I think sometimes some of our scorers on our team have a tendency to rest a little bit on the defensive end. And so we're just really trying to push this week and put a thought in our team's head that they have to play both sides of the basketball. We have to play possession basketball. Obviously, it's going to be a tight contest. I feel like their defensive effort they match up really well with our team. And it's going to be interesting to see how we can counter. Obviously, at this point in the season, everybody knows everybody's best plays, and that's what I've been talking to Murphy and Hannah Coley and our scorers about this week, is that they have seen you play. They know your best thing, so you're going to have a counter, and that's going to be, I think, where the game is going to be won or lost, is if we can score off of assists, because then we've seen the counter and we're able to open up some things maybe for Ann and Jana and some of our other players that have not really been scoring a lot of points for us, but allow them to contribute either off of offensive rebounds or just basic ball reversal type things. And then defensively, we have to step it up. We can't allow teams to score in the 70s and it just be a run and gun kind of game.
Well, Coach, you mentioned Murphy Burns and Hannah Coley, two of the top 10 scorers in the SCAC, one of two schools that has two top 10 scorers in the league. Obviously, Murphy Burns leading the entire conference in points per game this season. How much have you leaned on those two, especially on the offensive end of the floor this season? And just talk about the years that they've put together so far.
Well, a funny thing for me is, you know, this summer one of my side jobs was interning with the Silver Stars, and on the San Antonio Silver Stars is a player named Becky Hammond, and I'm not comparing and saying Murphy Burns is Becky Hammond, but I never in my wildest dreams thought we would have to put in set plays that we use for Becky Hammond to get Murphy Burns open, but that's what we've had to do. We've at times, you know, we've lost games where Murphy scored 39 points, and so we have people that can score the basketball. What we need to be able to do is balance our offensive attack. Hannah Coley, I knew how good she was going to be. I've been watching her since she was a sophomore. She played for Allison Woolley, who you may be familiar with, was a Final Four MVP for our team in the national championship game. And Allison has great ties to Trinity. And you know, I knew how good Hannah Coley was going to be. I just did not anticipate that we would have to put the ball in her hands so much at the point guard position. She's more of a natural two guard. And so with Murphy and Hannah both, we've been utilizing their scoring ability and trying to build them up on the defensive end. And they've done really well with that. I'm so proud of Murphy's progress from freshman year to sophomore year, and I'm really proud of the way Hannah Coley has played. I'm just hoping that we can be mentally tough enough to put a defensive and offensive game together on Friday night.
And finally, Coach, obviously every team has different goals throughout the course of a season, but one of the things in common with everyone that I talked to at the start of the year was making the SCAC tournament, and then, as you mentioned, a fresh start and having the ability to make a run in the tournament and get to a possible SCAC championship game. What does this team need to do? What are one or two keys that your Trinity Tigers team will need to do well this week if they're able to make a run deep in the tournament and have a chance for this SCAC conference title?
Well, I'm sure every coach is preaching the same thing I'm preaching this week. Defense and rebounding win championships. And I'm so, you know, as a fan of women's basketball, I'm looking forward to watching these games this weekend. I mean, the East has been incredible this year. I love what Rhodes has done. Rhodes' game versus Center last weekend was incredible. And it's been a really fun league to watch. I think all of the coaches have done a great job with the talent that they have on their team. I think Southwestern with their youth, I mean, it's incredible what Carrie's done with that group. And it's fun to watch as even a spectator, but what I've been preaching to my team is the same thing I'm sure everybody else has been saying, is it's possession basketball. You got to finish plays. And, you know, I feel for every coach, because you kind of have a pit in your stomach, because you know at any given time what players can do in your conference. You're familiar with everybody, and it's just a matter of being on your A game and playing your best basketball coming into this weekend. And I'm looking forward to even watching it as a fan. I'm looking forward to coaching it, and I'm looking forward to my team getting a fresh start, and I'm hopeful that they take advantage of that.
Trinity University head women's basketball coach Amy Bradley. Again, Coach Bradley has her Tigers headed to the SCAC tournament as the number 3 seed coming out of the Western Division, 9-16 on the year, 7-9 in SCAC play, and they will open up their SCAC tournament against the number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division in Millsaps College, 8 p.m. Friday night, February 24th, from Homewood High School in Birmingham, Alabama. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Thank you.